May I add a few remarks on the topic? And sorry for French people speaking in English, please. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we have the description of the of these times between the coming of the Lord to take us to Him and the appearing of the Lord in glory and judgment on the earth. And this is the topic of the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians. And I would like to read a verse, the verse 5. Do ye not remember that being yet with you, I said these things to you? And this is a remarkable verse because it shows that Paul, when he was in Thessalonica, and he stayed there approximately 3 weeks, and Thessalonians were new converts, but already Paul spoke to them about this topic. What will happen between the Great Tribulation period? So it shows that this is a very important topic, and even for new converts. So this topic is not for brothers very well advanced in the knowledge of the Bible. It is for new converts. And we see in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, another important verse, verse 7, the mystery of lawlessness already works. So it shows that what will happen fully in that period is already at work now. So this is important for us to understand what will happen because it already happens now. And very few remarks. Another one. We have in the epistles of John also this topic of the Antichrist. And it is also in the first epistle of John, chapter 2, when John addresses to the little children from verse 18. 1 John 2, verse 18 and following. He addresses to the little children. So we could say again to new converts. And in that case, as well, he speaks about the Antichrist. Verse 18, according as ye have heard that Antichrist comes, even now there have come many Antichrists, whence we know that it is the last hour. And we have it again later in verse 22, in chapter 4, also verse 3, and this is that power of the Antichrist, of which ye have heard that it comes, and now it is already in the world. And we have it in 2 Epistle of John, chapter verse 7, the Antichrist. I don't want to say a lot about the Antichrist, but only one thing. Antichrist means, we can understand Antichrist as the one who is against Christ, which is true, but it seems that it has another meaning, which is the one who is instead of Christ. Instead of Christ, not only or not necessarily against Christ, but instead of Him. And I just want to finish with this thought, instead of Christ. And I think it is a very important challenge for all of us in our Christian lives, in worship, in service, or in every aspect of the Christian life, to give to Christ, to our Lord, the place He deserves. And that nothing takes His place instead of Christ. Let's give to the Lord, to our Lord Jesus Christ, the place He deserves in our lives, in worship, in service, and in every aspect of the Christian lives. And we see that in this tribulation period, the great wicked thing is that someone will take his place. And let us be aware of that, and let us be exercised concern to give to him the first place, the place he deserves in our lives, assembly life and individual lives.